I think many of you all missed that little spot right there. That little spot was a worship spot at the end. And because some of us realize that we don't have much to bring. Amen. All we just ask is just the court. Just Lord, just get us to your court so we can worship you, that we can honor you, that we can just tell you and express how we feel to you. Take me to the King. Amen. Not just any old king, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is no other king like that King. Amen. That's the King that we want presence. That's the King that we want to go before. We don't want to go before the men, the women and all that, but we want to go before the King, the true King. Amen. The King that can give us joy. The King that can bring us happiness. The King that can answer all our prayers and all our needs. That's the King who we going before. Amen. Amen. When we leave the presence of that King, all of our needs are going to be taken care of. Everything that we ever want or desire will be taken care of when we leave that court. Amen. So that's something to get excited about. That's something to shout about, that in the presence of our King, in the presence of our Lord, He can handle all of our issues and all of our problems. Amen. So take me to the King. Take me before the King. My Lord, what I consider, Lord, nothing self, don't have nothing to offer. But when I get into His presence, I can offer up praise. I can offer up thanksgiving. I can offer up praise. I can offer up something that He will get glory in and reach out to my need. Amen? Amen. Could we just get a Lord a hand praise for our worship team once again? Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, could you turn with me to John chapter 15? That's St. John chapter 15. John 15. And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 8 this morning. And just in case I don't get it out, the topic today I would like to leave with everyone is stay connected to the vine. Amen. Stay connected to the vine. And we will explain what the vine is and how nourishments and all those different things that we have need of flows through the vine. When you have it, say amen. Amen. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And in verse 9 says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Amen. You may be seated. Truly we thank God for his reading of his word this morning. And as stated, the theme that I would like to leave with everyone is stay connected to the vine. I left my prop at home. I just walked right out, got in the car and left, and left my grapes, amen, because we were going to talk about grapes, and because that's what this sermon topic and the area that Jesus was encouraging his disciples were in was a field of grapes, amen. In Hampton Court near London, England, there's a grapevine which is about 1,000 years old. The grapevine has one root, and this one root is at least 2 feet thick all the way around. And some of the branches go about 200 feet from the main vine. Despite its age, the vine produces several tons of grapes each year. Although some of the smaller branches are 200 feet from the main stem, they still bear the sweet and delicious fruit because they are connected to the vine. Life flows from the single root, and throughout that vine bringeth nourishment, bringeth strength, bringeth all what is needed to let that branch flourish. Jesus promises to do the same for us. He is the true vine. He's the true vine that brings life to each of the branches. The purpose of the vine is to bring nourishment to the branches in order that they may produce more fruit. When separated from the vine, the branches wither and die. The vitality of our spiritual life is dependent upon us being connected to Christ, the true vine. Amen. So I wanted to start off with that thousand-year-old branch. Amen. It's a vine, 1,000 years old. And the branches from this thousand-year-old root travels and goes 200 feet or more away from the main vine. But how many know that you don't have to be right at the main vine to get the same nourishment at the 200-foot level? Amen. As long as you connect it to the vine, the nourishment that is flowing from that 1 2-foot-thick vine is flourishing through all those 200 feet of vines that are attached to that vine. Amen. That's how it is with God. Amen. Many of us Christians are attached to the vine when we have accepted Jesus Christ. So whatever is flowing through Jesus Christ, that's what's flowing through us because we're connected to the vine. Amen. How many know that ugliness can't flow through this vine? How many know selfishness can't flow through this vine? How many know that this is a vine that love and passion and contentment, all the things of virtue is flowing through this line? That's why, as I was sitting there thinking, that's why Peter and John at the beautiful gate, when the man asked for alms, they said, we don't have money to give you. All we can give you is Jesus. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And what he was saying was that I'm giving you Jesus. And when I give you Jesus, I'm connecting you to the vine. So when you're connected to this vine, the vitality of your legs is going to return. No longer are you going to be a lame person because the nourishment that is flowing through this vine, silver and gold can't pay for this. No matter what you got, silver and gold can't pay for what I'm about to give you. I'm about to give you Jesus. And when I give you Jesus, he's going to make you whole. And now you're going to be able to walk. Amen. Amen. And then even with the woman with the issue of blood, she was flowing and she was flowing for many, many years. We know the story. And what did Jesus say? Somebody touch me. And because of that touch, virtue went out of him and it went through this woman and it healed and it dried up that menstrual problem from that she had from many, many years. Isn't that awesome? Because just a touch was made whole. That's the vine that I want to be connected to. That's the vine that I want to stay connected to. That vine that's going to send nourishment my way. Isn't it awesome to know that in my deepest and heaviest point, because I'm connected to the vine, the nourishment that I'm going to need at some point is going to flow through those little vines and eventually it's going to get to me. Amen. And I'm going to be able to not just be a little crumbled up little grape, but I'm going to be a nice grape. Amen. I don't know about you all. I love, it's called a Chilean green grape. I don't eat all the other ones. The other ones, they okay, but I love a Chilean grape. And whenever they get them at ShopRite, I buy like 2-3 pounds because I just love them because it's just something about them. They hard, but they get that nourishment and they blossom nice. That's what God is saying, that when we are attached to the vine, we're going to blossom into nice Christians, not some little evil, mad Christian all the time. Because how many know that anger can't flow through this vine? Amen. Only love flowing through this vine. So even though I'm having a bad day and I want to curse you out, the blood that is flowing through me right now is going to tell me that I love you. Amen. That I love you in Christ. Now, I want to say something else, but because of the blood, because of the nourishment that is flowing through the vine I'm connected to, I can't curse you out right now. Amen. Amen. So we want to stay connected to the vine. Now, in the Old Testament, Psalms 80:8, Israel is portrayed as a grape, as a fruitfulness. In Psalms 80:8, it says, "Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it." And then in Isaiah 5:1-7, It states, "My beloved, my well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in the midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it to bring forth good fruit, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judea, judge, please, between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? And now, please, let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will lay it at waste. I shall not be pruning it or dug, but there shall come briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they may rain no more on it." Now, this is God. This is Isaiah telling us about the apple of God's eye, his creation, who he loved. He's letting them know that, look, because of what you've done, I planted this great thing for you. I've put you in a place where you are to thrive. And because you choose to be disconnected from me, I'm letting you know that I'm going to remove the hedge. I'm not only going to remove the hedge, I'm going to let it just go and waste. And not only am I going to let it go and waste, but I'm going to remove the clouds that they will no longer bring rain to fruitful. How many know that when rain comes, it comes to bring nourishment, it brings strength, and it brings growth to the plants and different things like that? He's saying that I'm going to stop the clouds because of your ignorance and because of how, verse 7 says, "And the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, behold, a cry for help." That's Isaiah 5, 1 through 7. And what it's saying here is how God planted Israel. It was a something that he cherished and that he loved, but yet they turned their back on him. Because they turned their back on him, he's letting them know that, look, the nourishment that I want to bring you, I'm not going to bring you any longer. Now I'm going to cut you off as a vine, as a dried up piece of wood. You no longer need it or want it to be connected to me. Amen? Amen. So let's talk about Christ, this true vine. And it's something that we got to understand, that God is the proprietor. And what I mean by proprietor, God is the owner of this vineyard. Amen. And Jesus is our connection to the owner of this vineyard. So always keep in mind that God owns this vineyard, and Jesus is basically the nourishment. He's the, as you would say, the your connection in the vineyard is to God through Jesus. Amen. But always just remember, Jesus is the vine, but God is the vine dresser. Amen. That God is the one who prunes, and God is the one who keeps things in order, that it will continue to flow through his son Jesus, because Jesus is the vine. Amen. On the night that Jesus was going to be betrayed, the disciples decided, well, not decided, after they had they ate and they had the Last Supper and they were moving on, Jesus didn't decide. They left the upper room and they were on their way to Gethsemane. And on their way to Gethsemane, they passed vineyards. And when they were passing these vineyards, how many know that Christ is always a teacher? You know, he doesn't take off. Every moment he get to teach, he's going to teach. So as they were passing, they passed this vineyard, and he decided, okay, you know, I'm not done. And I told them what to expect, what's going to happen. So now we're on our way to I'm going to be betrayed, and I'm going to be lied upon, and I'm going to go through some evil things. But yet, on his way to his death, what we would call death, but really to his purpose, he decided that I'm going to take and give him another lesson. And in his lesson is where we get John 15. Because in John 13 and 14, we have six areas where Jesus says, "I am that I am." And each one of these led up to this one, which is, "I am the true vine." Amen. So what he was doing was, Jesus is an awesome teacher. He just doesn't like leave you hanging. He's like, "And I gave you six parts. This is a seven-part lesson." Amen. "And I gave you six. Now the seventh one, I'm going to let you know that if you stay connected to me, the true vine, this is what's going to happen to you. Now I'm going to give you an illustrated sermon. I'm just not going to talk to you and tell you in a parable what's going on, because we know that this is a parable that Jesus is saying here. But what God was doing through Jesus and what Jesus was doing to his disciples, he was giving them an illustrated sermon. An illustrated sermon. Now, how good is our God? Now, I not only, you know, as far as a preacher, you know, some people say that, you know, some men and women are gifted. They can take you through the Bible and do all these different things. But how many know that Jesus was a gifted teacher? Amen. He was an awesome teacher where he would intertwine some stuff and you trying to understand what's going on. And then, bam, before you know it, he laid on you like, oh, that's what you were saying. Because he's an awesome teacher. So he took this time to give them a thought. And that thought was a handful of grapes. And he was letting them know that this grape, this bushel that he had, is connected to other grapes. But all the other grapes in this set of grapes are connected to the main vine. Yeah. And the main vine can be however how long, however how thick. But it's always one main vine that is flourishing the whole group of grapes. And he was letting them know that I am that vine. Amen. No matter, you know, whatever the world says and no matter what is going to happen to me, what I'm getting ready to go through, you need to understand that I am the vine and you are my branches. And my branches, when they branch out, because of the nourishment that is flowing through me, they're going to bring forth much fruit. Amen. So this is something that I've been like working with all week, just loving God's word, just in it, because we're just not connected to be connected. Amen. Because you missed it. Some of you got it. Some of you missed it. See, the thing is that when you're connected to God, we're connected to him to flourish. Amen. We're not connected to him to be some little run up little. I think a grape turns into a raisin, right? And a raisin turns in, I don't know what it goes after, raisin or prune, whatever. But we're called to be nice little plump little grapes that are flourished. That when people look at us, they were like, oh, that is awesome. That looks good. Amen. What's going on in that nourishment? Like, you know, it's just like grass. If you drive by somebody's house that got a nice set of grass and the grass look green and no dandelions and all this stuff, normally you ask, like, how you get that? How you do that? Like, you want to know the secret. So the secret here is for us to be plump grapes for God. Wow. Plump grapes. To be plump grapes for God, we have to stay connected to the vine, because if we're not connected to the vine, we're going to shrivel up and die, and we're going to get into that. Amen? Amen. And what I love about this, Jesus says that you know, how many know that God wants to use all of us, right? Amen. But how many know that a grape is something that I can't get by right now, and that is the grape shriveling up. Because at some point, the grape is still flourishing, and at some point, it's still valuable at some point. But it is going to come to a point where that grape is not going to be it's going to be useless away from its source. Amen? So sometimes we can front and act like we connected to the source, but eventually that source is going to dry up, because we got enough to get us through next Sunday, right? But we don't got enough after next Sunday, because we got to get recharged. Amen? So at some point, when the nourishment stops, at some point you're going to dry up and you're going to shrivel up. Amen? Because you're not connected to the source no longer. Amen? And then when I got that, I said, God, I want to stay connected. I don't want a Sunday refilling, amen? I want an everyday refilling. That's why the Bible tells us to renew our minds daily. So when we get up in the morning, say, God, I want your connection. God, I want to stay hooked up to this situation right here. Because of your son, Jesus, I got access to my healing. I got access to my deliverance. I got access to my eternity. I got access to whatever I have need of. God, don't cut me off. God, don't let me dry up. Amen. I want to stay connected, because I want to be a flourishing grape in your eyes. Amen. Because when we get cut, that's what happens. We cut. Ain't no more nourishment coming. Amen. You go to the produce and you look at some grapes, and I can't even really speak on the produce today. I growing up, when I first got to Jersey, I loved the produce. But now you go to the store, you got to pick and you got to pick just to find something good any longer. Everything just looks horrible now. But before, you can go get a nice grape or nice orange, nice apples and whatever. But today we live in a time where it's all craziness. Amen. So we see here that if we are disconnected From the vine, we can shrivel up and we can die. And Jesus was letting his disciples know that as long as you are connected to me, everything that you have need of, I'm going to give you. He also told them in John 14 is that when I leave here, I'm going to leave you a comforter. Amen. And that comforter is going to bring back to your remembrance all that I have shared with you, all what I have taught you, all that I have shared with you. And not only is it going to bring back to your remembrance, but it's going to comfort you. Amen. How many know that sometimes you need that comfort? Amen. And the only thing that can help you is that Holy Spirit. Amen. When the husband ain't talking right, when the wife ain't talking right, and the kids ain't talking right, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit say, calm down. The Holy Spirit say, then lift me up. Or the Holy Spirit tell you to do something that all of a sudden your spirit is lifted because he left you a comforter. So he's letting his disciples know that to remain a fruitful grape or a fruitful branch is that you need to be connected and you need to let the Holy Spirit have his way with your life. Amen. Because sometimes in ourselves we want to cut stuff off. Amen. And what I mean by that, you don't want God to get all every area of your life. We say, God, you can have this side, but you can't have this side. God, you can have this night, but you can't have that night. Or God, you can have this woman, or you can have that man, but you can't have this woman or that man. We know how it is. Don't you? I look kind of crazy, but we know how it is because we do cut God off at some point where you think your understanding is better than God's. When God tells you to leave the cigarettes alone, or he tells you to leave the alcohol or leave the drugs alone, you think that your knowledge all of a sudden is better than God's knowledge, and then all of a sudden you're cutting off your nutrients. Amen. You're cutting off your flow that will help you in your situation when you think that your plan is better than God's plan. Amen. So that's what he wanted to let his disciples know. And everyone, even here, even the fishermen that was hard, tough, that was with Jesus, understood what a vine and a branch of a vine stood for. Amen. So none of us are naive. We know that the branch is connected to the vine, and whatever is flowing through the vine is what comes out of the branches, right? So God doesn't want any old thing coming out of the branches. Amen. So that's why he has to prune. Amen. That's why he has to do some things, some things we don't like. Amen. So that brings me to my next point, that when you're connected to the vine, God is the vine dresser. And what a vine dresser is one that comes by and cleans stuff up, makes things right. He makes sure that... Now, this is awesome. Thank you. Let me make sure I get the word right. It's a Greek word that I just found out. It's A-E-I-R. It's A-I-R-E. And that word means to lift up. And also means to cut quickly. At the same time, it means to lift up and to cut quickly. Amen. So I'm at the point where I'm talking about when Jesus says in his verse that some branches I got to prune that they can bring forth much more fruit. So how many know that the pruning sometimes can hurt? Amen. How many know that when some things are cut from our lives, it hurts? Amen. I can stand here and tell you that I've been hurt, and I'm like, God, I'm still going to trust you. Go ahead. What's next? What's next? Sometimes you don't say what's next. Amen. Let me fix that right now. You don't say what's next. You like say, Lord, just get me through this one. If you can get me through this one, amen. And then what happens is once he gets you through this one, now you got some things you can go back on, amen. Some testimonies that he took me through those other six cuts of the stuff away from me. If he took me through those other eight or nine cuts that he had to cut stuff out of my life, that no matter what he's doing now, I know that because he did it those 17 other times, that on this 18th time, he's going to come through. Amen. He's just cutting some stuff away to get the nutrients needed to bring my life, to make it more fruitful. Amen. How many want a fruitful life? Amen. If you want a fruitful life, some things going to have to be cut. Amen. Some things going to have to be taken out of your life that you thought was sufficient, that you thought that was going to be with you every day of your life. But sometimes God cuts some things because he wants to get your attention. He wants the gardener was scaled back, it's called. He was scaled back the branches. And when he did that, that was letting them to breathe. And not only let them breathe. Now, this is what got me with the word A-I-R-E, the lift up part. And this is what a vine dresser does. Amen. A vine dresser See, when you're a babe in Christ, you need help. Amen. And that's where the word of God comes. And that's where encouragement comes from the man or woman of God or friends in your family or whatever it may be. That's where all that comes from. But before you get to the point where you can stand on your own, you got to stand on Jesus. Amen. And what I mean by that is that when you are just budding, when a grape is just budding, they don't automatically come on the vine. It's called a trellis. Amen. Wow, I'm getting all this stuff in today. It's called a trellis. And a trellis is a thing like a lettuce is called, where the grapes grow on it away from the ground. So what the vine dresser does is when you are dirty, when you are messed up, you're not getting no sun, you're not getting no water, he comes down and he picks you up out of the dirt. He washes you off. He cleans you up. Then he places you on this trellis. And when you're on the trellis, now you can grow up straight. Amen. Now you can grow the way you're supposed to be growing. Amen. Because that's what God does. He comes and he cleanses us. He makes us right. And then we can grow. Amen. He doesn't expect you to come right on in and be growing. At some point, God comes in and he cleanses you. He makes you whole. And he makes you to the point where now you can grow and you can become the fruit that I want you to be. Amen. How many want to be that fruit? Amen. How many want God to cut some stuff? Amen. How many want God to pick me up out of the dirt, pick you up out of the dirt, and put you on the trellis so now that you can get the sun that's needed. Now you can get the water that's needed. Now you can get the nutrients can flow the proper way, and nothing is cutting it off when you are connected to the vine. Amen. So go ahead and cut, God. Go ahead and cut. Go ahead and cut. Yeah, I'm saying that now, but when it's cutting, yeah. I try to be as honest as possible. When the cutting is happening, it's not a happy thing. It's not something you come bragging about. All you want to do is just lay up in the corner somewhere, lay up in the bed, and be like, God, hurry up. Hurry up. This too shall pass. Amen. So each trial, as stated, is going to bring you to the next level in God. Because God wants to grow us up. Like I said, he wants a mature fruit. He doesn't want a little crippled fruit. He doesn't want something all cut up, beat up, all limping along, you know. And that's how we are as Christians sometimes. When the world looks at us, we can't be some beat up old Christians, amen. We serve a mighty God. And we don't, junk is not flowing through God. Amen. So if you limping and having issues, just trust God. Amen. I know even with myself, I laugh all the time. I said, God, I did something different. I said, I'm going to drink some apple cider vinegar for my knee. And I done tried just about everything now. I'm like done. I'm like, God. So what I started doing, I'm just going to anoint my knee. And I'm just going to trust God. And believe for my healing. Amen. Because sometimes, you know, I know my connection, my nourishment that's coming from my knee is eventually going to get to me because I'm connected to that vine. And because I want to be a fruitful servant and because I trust him, I know my healing is on its way through that vine. Amen. So whatever you need, just know that it's coming through the vine, but you got to stay connected to it. Trust him. Believe in him. Honor him. Let him know that, God, I love you. I love this connection. Amen. And I can tell you this connection is better than some of the connections we may have with our friends, some of the connections you may have with a business associate, whatever it may be. You got to understand this connection to the vine is so vital to our life that we got to remain connected to it. Amen. No matter how much money another source may bring you. But how many know that you can gain all the money, but you can lose your soul? Amen. How many know that if a good name is to rather be chosen than to be fabricated? Amen. So what am I saying? Trust God. And if your name is supposed to be made big, it's going to be made big. If you're supposed to have $1 million, the nourishments is going to flow through there. And what I mean by the nourishments, the gift of developing a business, the gift of developing a tool or developing a computer software or whatever it may be, whatever you have need of to make you a flourishing fruit, it's on its way through the vine. Amen. And that's how I feel. I'm just loving being connected. Amen. Because right now I probably should be crying and miserable, but I'm just so at peace because I know that I'm connected to the vine. And at some point, my nourishment and what I have need of is going to flow and it's going to reach me. Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay, so now the life source is designed to produce fruit. Jesus is the life source, and he and his life within a believer is for one purpose, and that is to produce fruit. Now you say, what kind of fruit am I talking about? That's the question. Let's quickly think about the fruit. Some have taught that the fruit Jesus is talking about is obedience. This fits the text. Those who love Christ will obey his commands. Others have taught that the fruit is reproducing others. Other believers, not just others, but other believers. One of the signs of life is that it reproduces itself. Fruit carries within it a seed, which has the ability to reproduce. Amen. So the text could also mean not only obedience, but it could mean to reproduce. It also could mean this. Others have taught that the fruit is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is the fruitful evidence that you are connected to the vine. So let's ask Jesus what is he saying is the fruit. Amen. Matthew 7:16-18 says, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit." Jesus says you will and can recognize true fruit. We are fruit inspectors, so let us check out the fruit. Is obedience to Christ's word something that the life of Christ would produce in others? Yes. Is reproduction? Yes. Is the fruit of the Spirit? Yes. So it brings me to this point. All of above are important, and that's the fruit that he's trying to produce in us. Obedience, reproduction, and the fruit of the Spirit. And how many know the fruit of the Spirit is so vital? Because that lets the world know what we stand and who we are. So what Christ is saying here, that we can be fruit inspectors, amen? So if we're not reproducing after our own kind. Now this is important to understand that when you reproduce after your own kind in a bad way, what the vine dresser would do is he would cut you off. Because what happens is he doesn't want you to infect the other believers. Amen. So when you're reproducing, you got to make sure you're reproducing after his own kind. What I mean by after his own kind, the life of Jesus, the wisdom of Jesus, the knowledge of Jesus, no hatred, no bitterness, no malice, no all those different things, but you're producing the fruit of the Spirit. And when you reproduce that, God says, now you can remain attached. Amen. But if I have to cut you off, it's because you're infecting the rest of the bunch. Amen. So how many know that sometimes negative people got to be cut? Amen. If you're trying to go somewhere in your life and you connected to the wrong person and all they doing is just speaking negative stuff in your life and you trying to be somebody, you trying to grow up in Christ and all they can do is speak negative, 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 nothing positive, they got to go. Because negative don't flow through this vine I'm connected to. So I don't know what vine you connected to, but negativity don't flow through this vine. Amen. Only opportunity, only that God can provide. Amen. That's what's flowing through this. So I got to cut you. And how many know sometimes, like I stated, cutting is hard. Sometimes when our friends and even some relatives, you might even have to not listen to because, you know, they can put you in a box and you never allowed to get out of that box because you let them put you there. Amen. So it's very, very vital that we remain attached to the vine, but also we want to reproduce after our own kind. We want to have obedience and we want the fruits of the Spirit operating in our lives. When we have those three areas operating in our lives, now we can pick some fruit. Amen. Amen. And then all of a sudden, now the fruit look good when you got all three of those areas, when you're obedient and then you're reproducing after your own kind. And I'm not just talking about your own blood as far as your sons and your daughters, but I'm talking about other men and women of God where you have won them to Christ through Jesus Christ. Amen. What I mean by that is that you witnessed to them and you brought them salvation. Amen. And then they reproduce. Amen. So, and my last point is the branches that produce no fruit. What happens? Does it surprise you that there can be branches connected to the vine? Now, this got me when I got to this part of my studies. You can have branches connected to the vine, but produce no fruit. I believe Jesus identifies two such branches on the surface. We may think that both receive the same treatment by the gardener. The fruitless branch is cut off and thrown into the fire. Isn't that right? Don't jump too quickly to conclusion. And in John 15, 2, it says, he cuts off, takes away every branch in me that bears no fruit. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Now let's start by asking, are these the same kind of branches? Both are branches without fruit. But notice the difference between the two. In verse 2, Jesus says, the branch is in me. But in verse 6, he says, the branch that does not remain in me. Amen. You got to catch that. In verse 2, it's clear. The branches that remain in me. But then you got branches that do not remain. Now, these are the branches that he's talking about. These branches that choose to do it, what is called, what I call self. Amen. And what I mean by self is that you can supply your own needs, that you can supply your own nourishment. You can supply all the things needed to remain on your own. You don't need to be connected to the Father. Those are the branches that the word is saying that I'm going to burn you up. Because what happens is you're dependent on self and you're not dependent on the nourishments and what I have done for you through my blood, through my body. And we know this is before he went to the cross. But if you talk about where we are today, we're talking about the blood of Jesus. What you're saying is that the nourishment that comes from your life that you gave for us means nothing to me. That's what you're saying. When you're connected and you're not getting any fruit, you're not letting God's word work in your life, you're not letting God change and prune different things in you. What you're saying is, I want to be attached, but I don't want the nourishment. I want my own nourishment. I got my own solution. I got my own, as they say, five-step program to bring forth more fruit. Amen. Which we know that none of these five-step programs really work. You buy these. I used to buy Scotts for grass all the time. And there's four parts. And one part will work. And then the second part will burn up the grass. And then the third part, who knew? But the four parts didn't work. So what I'm saying is, you got to trust God, amen, in his four-step program. So we can't be selfish. What I mean by selfish is that, not even selfish, but you can't depend on self, amen. You got to depend on God in this connection, amen. And, okay, I think I'm done. I got to do this. Don't confuse quantity with quality. Difference. Amen. Don't confuse quantity and quality. As a believer, you are joined to the vine. The life of Christ within the vine is what produces the fruit. Therefore, any fruit produced in your life, obedience, reproduction, or the fruit of the Spirit, is all good fruit. Christ's life in you will not produce inferior fruit. Christ, the true vine, only produces the best quality fruit. Amen. So we're not getting the I don't know what they call it now. I know in steak, because I love steak, and you get what is called a grade A steak. Amen. That means that's the best of the best. Amen. And then if you get an Angus steak, that means that's even a better cow, I guess. I don't know. But if you get an Angus grade A steak, you know that you ain't getting some grade C, little sirloin, little shriveled up piece of steak. Amen. So what God is saying here is that, look, I want some grade A Christians. Amen. I don't want just any old Christian. I don't want no flunking Christians. Amen. I want some grade A Christians. Amen. I want them to flourish. I want them to, when they go in their workplace, the world will know that something is working in their lives. Amen. And that is the fruit of the Spirit. That is God and your connection to the vine. Amen. All right, let's go get a steak. So remain attached to the vine, amen? Because when we are attached to the vine, all what we have need of is going to flow down to us, amen? Let's keep self out of the way. Let's keep our own ideas and our own thinking out of the way. But let's let what is flowing through the vine. And we know that vine is Jesus Christ. And we know that God is the vine dresser. So when God has to prune some things out of our lives, know that he's pruning it to get us to another level in him. Amen. So when he's cutting you, just remember that I must be ready for a next level miracle. I'm ready to go to the next place God wants me to go in. So all these things, as the Bible say in Romans chapter 8, are working together for the good of all those who love him. Amen. No matter how many bills, how many things have happened in your life, who left, who didn't leave, know that all these things are working together for the good of to those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Stay connected. Amen. And if you need to reconnect, you better reconnect quick. Amen. Connect and reconnect and stay connected. And if you got to get some straps or whatever you got to get to keep you connected, you better stay connected, because the nourishments are going to come. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that something was said that would encourage all of our hearts. And God, I thank you, oh God, that as we stay connected to the vine, we know, oh God, whatever we have in life need is going to flow through that vine. So God, we thank you today for your son Jesus being that great vine. And we thank you for the comforter that you told the disciples would come. We thank you for that Holy Spirit, oh God, that comes and comfort us when we are in our direst needs, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you today, oh God, for the Trinity, oh God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, oh God, all working together to produce much fruit in the earth. So God, we thank you once again for us being connected to the true vine, and not some crazy vine, but the true vine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. At this time, as I look out, we make the appeal that if there is no one here,